Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's everybody this morning?
Okay.
Good job. Just hurrying, running like crazy to get out of the house.
It's Friday, though, Steve.
Yes, it is. I'm so thankful for that little tiny bit of wonderfulness.
Absolutely.
Good morning, you guys. I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to do the call today or not, but I guess since Jared's not here, I guess I am. How is everyone?
Very good.
Good evening. Okay. What's going on? Let's start with Steve since he's ready to put his foot out the door and has less time. Anything going on there?
You know, just making progress. Carol seems to be getting a little bit better all the time.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just trying to make progress. I got a new headset yesterday. It was designed specifically for my phone. So I'm going to try it today and let you ladies tell me how it goes, if it's working, if it's making too much noise as I'm moving around the house running like crazy. I'm jumping in the car. If you'll just let me know if it's too noisy, I'll mute.
Okay.
Just want to test it, if you don't mind.
Well, thanks for letting us be your testers.
Yeah, I'm excited to have this, because it's just driving me crazy to not have one. And it just seems like everything I tried would break phones, and I can't afford to break any more of these phones because I don't like them anymore.
Okay. What's going on with you, Betty?
Nothing too much today.
Are you still journaling?
I am, but I've been missing a few days. But yes, for the most part, I am.
Well, don't beat yourself up.
No, I won't.
So often we focus on the negatives from A to Z, no matter what it is. Even when you think about when we first went to a plant-based, what did we think about? Everything we're giving up.
Yes.
So it's definitely more advantageous when we can turn that thought process around.
Absolutely.
Are you finding any benefit from doing it?
Yes.
You're noticing things change?
Well, certainly in my attic.
Yes.
Char
has arrived.
Good morning.
Hey, Char.
Morning, Char.
How are you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Wasn't sure whether I was supposed to do the call or you want to do it.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Anything to report in Portland?
You did hear about Dennis, right?
Dennis.
Rogers Williams.
No.
He's in the hospital. He's on paper it says a heart attack. Verbally, somebody else told me a stroke.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. They haven't broadcast any message, so I'm not doing anything like that, but he needs to be on the prayer chain, and they lost him on the table, and then they were able to revive him. So it was close.
Were they doing surgery?
They were going to go in and do an angiogram, as it was what they had scheduled. But it sounded like he went in because of a problem. I mean, I know that things weren't quite right, so. That was why he was going in to be checked, but I don't know whether he was going for his regular appointment or he went in because he was having problems at the time, but anyway, he had the attack in the hospital. Whatever it was. I haven't talked to Ruth. She called here right away and told Denny, and was, you know, off the line very quickly, and then everything has come via her daughter's doing updates on Facebook, and I can't get into it, but everybody has been sending them down to me. So
Jeannie has arrived.
They were going to keep him sedated for 24 to 48 hours so his body could gain some strength, and they had a balloon in him to take the pressure off the heart.
Rebecca S.
has arrived.
And they had him hooked up to all kinds of things. His daughter's report said that he was, you know.
285. Rebecca S.
has left the conference.
He was functioning on his own. And then she says, well, I don't know. I mean, his body was, you know, functioning on its own. And then she said the next line down is like, I don't know, because he's got this thing going on his heart. So anyway, it was kind of, you know, a little bit of mixed signals. But anyway, the positive is before the end of the day, he was awake. They did not expect that. And he also was squeezing people's hands.
So this happened yesterday morning?
The first report came in, it would have been in the morning or late morning, early afternoon, around that time. I didn't even look at the timing on the on the emails because they were, you know, somewhat after that. I think, I'm sure the first call was before noon from Ruth.
Wow.
So anyway, that's about as much, and I was a couple minutes late coming on because I was a little, couldn't figure out why I got this email that had a...
Rebecca?
Has arrived.
All it said was just a reminder with a ribbon tied around the finger, and it came from Natural Reflections, and I was a little startled by that because it didn't say anything, so evidently maybe somebody else got it, and I can't see what it looked like for who it was sent to, but it was generated maybe by accident at 5:34 this morning, and so I was almost afraid to open it.
It could just be to keep them in your thoughts.
Yes. It could be exactly that. It just didn't have anything else. So
yeah.
You're probably exactly right, Nancy, now that I think about it. But
an energy flow.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no way of knowing who it went to, so.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a e-card, so it came through the InTouch.
Probably to a select list.
Very well could be. And it had to have been generated from somebody in the family for sure. Okay, so, Nancy?
It's been quite a week for me here. I said to Marty last night, just in the last 2 days, I listed 3 people, and it started Monday. Anyway, can I ask you about one other person?
Yeah.
Jeannie. Has left the conference.
You did what?
Mary McClellan's daughter.
Oh, yes.
What was that about?
She had been ill, Vance told me, for some time. I don't know. I don't know what what the reason was.
And she must be our kid's age, do you think?
Probably, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I would say so. I'm not sure Mary is as old as we are, to be honest with you.
Give or take.
Huh?
Give or take.
Oh, yes, right, it's in the ballpark, but I know her mother. Did her mother pass away?
Yes.
Okay.
A year or so ago?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, and I remembered seeing her, and she was, you know.
Jeannie has arrived.
Maybe Jeannie knows something. Jeannie, do you know something more than I think?
Are you talking about Dennis?
Yes.
I talked to Mary Lou last night.
Okay.
And she said just what you had said. I just got bumped off the call and had to come back in, but that he was squeezing hands and that kind of thing, and she hadn't spoken to Ruth. They'd been texting all day. I guess he was on the ferry on the way over and called Ruth and said he was having some challenges, and He thought he could drive himself to emergency.
Oh, dear.
And so she said, you get help from somebody. I guess there was someone on there that they knew, and he helped them. That's all that Mary Lou knew. And so, things that, you know, one thing occurred after another. So, and then the last report, just what you said. So I didn't look this morning on my email. I'm on my way out to market. I was kind of afraid to look at the email, too. But we, at our preview last night, we all had a five-minute time where we just focused and sent good prayers and energy to dinner. So.
Well, one that came said that definitely they were experiencing miracles or he wouldn't have been here. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember reading that. But anyway, it's always a shock when it's somebody that's close to you, and
yeah.
I know a lot of people took immediate action, and quite frankly, I didn't accomplish much yesterday.
Yeah.
Just wasn't there, but...
Sometimes when that happens, I find that by doing something, it takes my mind into a different place.
Well, I did. I called Danny, and I said, I need to go someplace. And so we left and went up to the Grange where, you know, we know people that are friends, and yeah, it was quiet up there, so it was not, you know, anything chaotic. But yeah, you're exactly right, and I know that is just a change of scenery often is enough to, you know, put your mind in a place where you need to have it for everybody. So
I remember years ago. On Father's Day, a friend of ours was killed in a car accident. And the next day, I put carpet tiles in one of the kids' bedrooms. That's what I did all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just where I found the time. Some other time, probably, eventually, but it was just, yeah.
Yeah.
And I learned something last night. One of my clients has been in the hospital now for about a month, and I finally called her yesterday to see what's going on. And she called me at 9:45 last night, and she said that he had back surgery the beginning of September, and she mentioned that his immune system, as a result of the surgery, went down. And I don't remember ever thinking that surgery does that. And I thought, wow.
Well, no, I think that would be logical because it's a shock to the body, and the stress alone attacks.
Yeah,
you know,
I just never had thought of it, putting it together like that.
Weakens the whole body. And
yeah,
even
as a result of that, two viruses that were probably in his body before, including Epstein-Barr, have surfaced with viciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stress one, isn't it? Epstein-Barr is from a lot of stress and stuff, too.
I mean, it's made worse by a lot of stress.
Yeah.
You know, I hear that attached more to women.
And I know two, this is the second man I know, so the other one is younger, but I don't know. And the other virus is CMV, which I know can be fatal.
Wow.
So they probably were there before, and having the back surgery just had them show their ugly heads.
See, I've never heard Epstein-Barr come on... Well, yeah, it's just that's a different situation than I've ever heard before.
Mm-hmm. But it was an aha for me that I had never put together, and I guess that's why I don't know if you remember with Marty before his surgery, both times actually, but especially with the hip, his internist would not okay the surgery until he saw a cardiologist, and now it makes even more sense. To be sure that you are in as best shape as you can possibly be before you undergo surgery.
Right, right, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything, especially anything invasive, and I did talk to Carol yesterday, too, and she was, you know, very eager to have more details to understand exactly, especially when it was mixed signal stroke.
Oh, and this woman told me the same thing for probably a week to 10 days. they kept going different things, different, you know, one time he was sent home from the ER, or from, I forget what it was, the ER, one of the doctors, who said, you have bronchitis, go home and you'll get better, and that was not what he should have heard or wanted to hear, and it was not the truth, you know, and they went back and forth for it. So it's not unusual that they don't pinpoint something fast.
Yeah, well, they I mean, definitely they were keeping him under sedated while they were doing more testing. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's the main thing. So
that gives his body a chance to...
That gives his body a chance to gain some strength, was
right.
the word that was used. So anyway, we need to definitely keep him in our prayers today. So.
Wow.
And, anything that I hear, I will attempt to pass down. Or actually, I know you don't do Facebook, Nancy, but if, for anybody that does, use Sarah... Garriott, G-A-R-R-I-O-T-T-E, Garriott.
Well, the good thing out of this is that it happened when he was at home and not traveling.
Right.
And Mary Lou said she had called Rick Murphy to tell him, and Rick said, you know, he was planning on a whole week in Texas before the expo.
Yep.
So the 9th or the 8th or the 9th. And so, you know.
You know, there was another thing that you guys probably would be interested in. When I talked to Terry, Terry made the comment that it took his body about 3 to 4 days to recover getting back from Cancun, because he said the food was, I didn't use the word outrageous, but he said the food was so, like, extravagant, and I know what I know what it was when we were down there. And
talking
they,
rich, or is he just talking exotic?
Everything was just, you know, over the edge, because
uh-huh.
we were there, we ate it too. I mean, it was just, you know, you were just continually, you had whatever you wanted whenever.
Mm.
And it was extreme as far as what you would put from what we would be eating. And basically everybody was participating in it.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he doesn't necessarily eat the way we do, Terry, but he made the comment. He says, man, he says, he says it was like 3-4 days before I got it out of my system.
That's interesting for a guy to be that observant.
Yes. And I was cautioning him, because I just said, you know, I know that traveling puts a huge difference in the diet.
Mm-hmm.
And
body.
The body too, but I meant in even what you're faced with as far
right.
as food. And
we
so,
talked even on the call how when we travel, our whole digestive system changes.
I remember when I do that too, Nancy. I remember when McDougal addressed the night before we were going to have our testing the next morning at the very end of the 10 days, and he says, "Let me tell you the dramatic effect that food can have on your body."
Mm-hmm.
And his comment was, you can go out and know that you've done really well all week and have, say, Chinese food for dinner, which you think would be, you know, I mean, good choice of Chinese food, just, you know, vegetables. And he says, because of the way it's prepared and the MSG, the seasonings that might be in it, he says, you can annihilate everything that's happened in the 10 days.
Wow.
As far as your report is concerned. He said it will change everything that you're looking at, basically.
With one meal.
With one meal. He says, that's how serious I'm telling you it is if you want to have a good report.
Well, I think it was on either Oz or the Docs. They showed a woman who eats healthy, and they drew her blood, and they showed where the serum was clear. They gave her one unhealthy meal, and it got so thick and cloudy.
Yeah, that's
exactly what he was saying.
That's exactly what he was telling us.
Oh.
And he says, you know, when this happens and you think that if, you know, if Dennis was under any, if anything in his body was...
Has arrived.
And he had not been feeling real good, so, and Ruth had, had talked about her concern.
Mm.
And, so I, you know, I... You kind of tie it, you wrap things up when something like that happens with, you know, what has taken place over the last few days. And we've been on the phone quite a bit, so. Anyway, the best thing we can do is to keep him in our thoughts and prayers, so.
I was going to say, what's going on? I just came on.
Dennis had a heart attack.
Oh.
Or a stroke, I don't know which. He's in the hospital, and he's in ICU, and he said he'd be in there. That just happened probably late morning, mid-morning to late morning, somewhere in that time frame.
Okay.
They said the only report as due to the length was he'd probably be in the hospital for 5 days.
Wow.
Possibly in intensive care, so that long. So, did not know what damage or what, they did not know actually exactly which way to go, I'm sure, with treatment other than to have him sedated and little stress on his body. So.
Do you remember how long ago it was that he had his heart attack?
I want to say 96, Denny, when he had his heart attack. Yeah.
Mary Lou said it was 14 years and 1 month ago.
14
right.
years and 1 month. I know it was right at the time. It was in September.
Mm-hmm.
Around his birthday or something.
Yeah, so that was it would be 96.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and of course he's got the genetics with his father, and his brother was in his 30s. I know Denny thought 32.
Oh.
I thought it was 37, but he said 32, so somewhere in there anyway. Is that what Ruth had said, Denny? 32. Oh, he was remembering 32 because it was at a Shackley convention that he, where his life ended.
Wow.
So anyway, it's, you know, it's just a reminder. What
the older we get, the less genetics plays.
Pardon?
The older we get, the less role genetics plays and the more role lifestyle.
Yeah, and he's passed, that's a really good one to remember, Denny, you didn't hear Nancy, she said the older we get, the less important genetics, the smaller the role it plays and the more important it is to in what we choose, our lifestyle choices. So, anyway, it's definitely a reminder of, you know, the seriousness about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for us.
That's a good wake-up call to eat healthy, guys.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Did anybody listen to Roger Drummer's call this week?
On the fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear it, Rebecca?
I heard it, but I didn't hear the questions. I didn't listen to it all yet. But I want to listen to it again.
Yeah, very good.
Did something pop into your mind at that point, Rebecca?
Well, right now I can't really, you know, think, but he just had so much good information.
Well, Jeannie relayed a lot of it, but I just thought maybe something stood out to you that made you think of it.
Yeah, well, like I said, I have to listen to it again.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, didn't mean to put you on the spot. We're just kind of doing this together. But there's certainly been some good information that I've been reviewing off the calls and at a loss to think of one particular thing right now. But I was
in a car yesterday on, and I don't, it's an older one that I had in my CD player. But he was talking about chemo, and apparently the younger you are, the better able it will control your cancer, but then there are long-term ramifications that you could suffer from.
Did anybody ever hear that cottage cheese and flaxseed oil and flaxseed for cancer. Roger talked about that.
You need to tell me about cottage cheese. Do you remember what it was, Jeannie?
Yeah, it was a high sulfur protein. I think is what he said about the cottage cheese. And then with the flaxseed, that it's the most, I'm not sure if he said oxygenating or alkalinizing. I think it was the alkalinity mixed together of those two.
Well, he said that high sugar feeds cancer.
Yeah.
Our
bodies weren't made to function with sugar. Our bodies weren't made to burn sugar. They were made to burn fat.
Mm-hmm.
And eating too much sugar causes your body to store, create more cells, so that you can create more sugar. It's kind of the gist that I remember.
Well, sugar has the insulin increase. And it somehow turns into fat.
Yeah.
I was watching our local PBS station last evening, and I switched between a couple of them, and I came in the middle of a program called Healing Quest, and the guy was talking about apples, the regular versus the organic and stuff, and he was saying that the organic had many more phenols and all kinds of things that were good for you than the others did. He said, besides which, they taste better. And I didn't catch the percentage, but he was saying if women ate one apple a day, I forget what the percentage that they would cut their breast cancer risk.
Wow.
And if you ate two apples a day, it dropped your cholesterol way down.
Just women, or is that the cholesterol for both male and female?
Yeah, I don't know. He was just talking about women. So, and then toward the end, they had Deepak Chopra on that said something, and I didn't catch what he was talking about. But he was talking about music, I guess, and babies that listened to. He said there were some countries that they developed a song for the baby once the mother found out she was pregnant, and she would sing that to the baby in the womb. And at birth, everybody sang that to the baby. And every time there was stress in the child's life, if the baby was hungry and stuff like that, they would sing its song to it. And so they used that all life long as a coping mechanism whenever they, you know, are de-stressing, whenever they had stress in their lives. It was really interesting.
Talking about organic. On Dr. Oz on Wednesday, I finally watched it last night, and it was the one where 7 and 8 year old girls are going through puberty, and he showed pictures of what the mothers looked like when they were that age, and what their daughters look like. The daughters look like they're 14 and 15 years old, and he had on Jennifer Ashton, who is I forget what her title is. She's two doctors, and another female physician who is doing research on why this is happening, and one of the factors that they're looking at, well, obesity, diabetes, and lifestyle, and one of the things is and the chemicals that are in the home and the personal care products, as well as what they're putting into the food, particularly the meat, and talking about and the vegetables and fruits, talking about organic versus all these other pumped up foods. And Oz made a comment, and I said to Marty, listen to what he says, something to the effect of, well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I do not want my daughters to be test subjects. They will eat healthy food, organic, not the other stuff, because it may take years before it comes to fruition of what is causing this, and he doesn't want his kids to be the test subjects for it.
See, I disagree with the fact that it will take years to fruit till the facts become known, because it's written about in China study by Dr. Campbell very clearly on that. When he gives what has happened in China
and what the difference between the United States and all the world studies that have gone on to indicate, not just indicate, to prove, I'm not going to say the word indicate, to prove what it is when they look at the difference in how the people are fed. And I won't argue about the others adding in Nancy at all. And I'm not arguing anyway, but I won't even comment on the anything negative on the other stuff that's added in. But believing that the food is still the hugest culprit, but Oz also put out that warning some time back about the mineral-based powder cosmetics that through just inhaling. And I realized that I was reacting negatively to the fumes, and the fumes were because of what I was inhaling. And so quit on that whole thing that I was very excited about because I loved using it and the way it applied and all of that, and it was supposed to be the most natural thing to use, like the bare minerals. And he said, get off of it. He said, this can be a huge factor in, you know, moving it ahead. Now, you know, sometime back, that would not have been the case that Campbell was reporting because they did not have the amount of it even a few years ago the way it is now, with everywhere you see the powdered, fine powdered, and cosmetics. And
even nail polish, they mentioned, you know, all of these personal care products that we're using.
Right, but the liquids being totally different than the powders, because he said you're inhaling it and it is going to your organs, and we do not know what damage it will cause on the organs over a period of time. He says the best thing you can do is get off of it now, was his comment. I mean, it was really, really delivered strong. Do you remember that, Nancy?
No. I don't remember. In the China study, did they mention the pesticides and the antibiotics and all the hormones they're putting into the animals and the vegetation?
I think it did, Jeannie.
That I don't remember.
Do you recall that? I know there was a significant section, and it diagrammed out the age of the cycle that girls go through in China with 17 years, as opposed to like 11, 12 years here in the United States at that time.
Well, and they brought up, you know, what significance someone of 7 and 8 years old going through puberty is. And I never even thought of the social issues. You know, one of the doctors said girls at that age want to look like every other girl. And when you have boobs and the girl sitting next to you doesn't, it's like, it's awful psychologically. Plus the social, you know, 14-year-old boys are starting to make passes at 7-year-old girls.
Well, and the other thing is, the mothers think it's cute.
No, the mothers did not. These mothers did not.
Well,
one of the mothers took her daughter to the pediatrician. The daughter at 8 or 9 years old weighed 100 pounds and had boobs, and the doctor said, oh, don't worry, it'll catch up. And
well,
I was furious. He said, the doctors, we owe our children more than that.
And
his comment that he didn't want his kids to be test subjects was just so strong for me.
Right.
The food thing. It was definitely the chemicals and the antibiotics and the hormones that they're feeding the animals and, the, you know, what they're growing. And they do it specifically to grow we talked about this, the animals stronger and bigger and quicker. And what's happening to our people?
Nancy, is there any way you can tape that off onto a DVD?
I'm not sure I saved it.
Okay.
I probably have it someplace, and when I run across it, I'll definitely bring it up all again.
It was Wednesday program, Shaw. That was the date.
Pardon?
2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days ago? Okay. The other thing I want to say at this point, and this is another call action, guys, and that is, let me get the speaker. Our words, and this is true story. So, a couple of years ago, I had a visit from a gal that stayed with us when she was between 8 and 10 years old, in that frame.
And she had brought her two daughters with her. I hadn't seen her for quite some time. And we definitely, over the years, have not spent any amount of time together. And I noticed that one of them was preteen and the other, and maybe just broke teen, like 11, 12, maybe 13 on the older one. And that the older one was quite developed already. And as we sat there and talked, I could not help but bring into the conversation what I knew about the China study and the disastrous things that could take place in their life as a result of it. Not pointing at her daughter, I just made a general conversation. And she did not react, did not recognize, did not indicate absolutely any interest or anything to me. I mean, she conversed with me. She was polite, but that was the extent of it. And when she walked out the door, I was ready to cry. I mean, I just was so disturbed by what I had seen, and knowing, you know, that at one point in her life, she was very, we were very close. And it was, probably a year ago now, maybe, or close to that, we crossed paths again. And she said, "Char, let me tell you." Did I ever say this on the call? Do you guys remember this?
Remember hearing this? No.
Okay. We crossed paths again, and she says, "Let me tell you. I went directly from your home. When I got home, I called my doctor, and she says, I have to see you, and I want to bring my daughter in." And she relayed to the doctor what she had learned, and the doctor said, "Yes, there is something we can do." And he gave her something to stop the maturing process that was going on in her body, and he says, "This will dramatically slow it down. It will stop it at this point, and it will reverse, help to reverse what has taken place in her body." And I was absolutely overjoyed and dumbfounded at the same time, because I did not recognize anything coming from her. She said, "We have never been to a fast food restaurant since."
Wow.
And it totally, you know, with no reaction. And yesterday was, you know, another reminder to, I've mentioned that I was, you know, with a couple of nurses, and how one of them wanted to help feed the people in the area, and one of them came up to me yesterday at the Grange, and she said, "Char, I have a question for you." She says, "Do you have any experience working with alternatives with schizophrenia?" I just looked at her, because I had gotten what I thought was a deaf ear from both of them on the subject of alternatives. I mean, they're up there and they're trying to make healthy choices, and they are listening to what I'm saying. You know, this is how you tell what's organic, because they have no knowledge of it. And you know, other than, I mean, the one, you know, chooses to raise flowers instead of vegetables and spend her time there, which is fine, but I just can't do that. It's not where I'm coming from. And they've got, you know, beautiful grounds as a result of it. But when she opened her mouth and asked that question, I was so shocked. I was brain dead at the moment. And the only thing that came to me was the research that Nikan had given in Japan, the very first trip I made over there. And I said, you know, what I heard at the very beginning, and the research was available, but was not accepted in this country because it was done in another country. And she just shrugged her shoulders and shook her head, you know, in agreement with that first statement. I said, was dealing with brain disorders, brain waves and brain disorders with depression and just, you know, some very simple things. And I said, I have seen, and I remember witnessing Denny helping a lady give her testimony that could not stand before the group because it was too unnerving, with her, I think it was like a 12-year-old son, wasn't it, Dave? 16-year-old son, that she could not turn her back on because he would take a knife to her and had picked up a knife to try and hurt her. And
Rebecca
has left the conference.
She said, I was so overwhelmed that the result that the Nikan products delivered, and Carol looked at me and she said, what did they use? And I said, it was shoe inserts. It was insoles in the shoes. And she was at the point where when she saw the results and the difference in the child, well, I'm putting saying child, he wasn't that young, but she pulled, I was remembering 12 years old, but Denny's remembering 16. It doesn't make any difference. She pulled, maybe it was 12 when it started. That could be. Anyway, she said, I took all the shoes and threw them away except the ones that I had enough to put insoles in, because one day he went without his insoles and everything reverted back. And he stood after the emotional attack that he had gone through. He says, Mom, I hate myself when I do those things. He'd gone into a rage attack. I says, I hate myself. I can't stand to be that way. You've got to help me. And she was just sobbing. And Carol just looked at me, and I said, I will bring you some general information so you know why I do what I do. And, you know, I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's everywhere. If we don't open our mouth, they're never going to know.
I had not heard that story before, and I'm thinking as you're talking, can you imagine how many street people are mentally ill? What would happen?
Okay, thank you. That's the end of the story, because she had taken in a 56-year-old woman off the streets that was schizophrenia. The family would have nothing to do with her. And she said she was dressed in a little summer cotton dress, and she said, I could not drive by her. I had to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And she says, that's why I've come to you. And she says, she left my house. She's not there. She had to get out of the city of Portland. She just kind of went ballistic and said, I have to get out of this area. And she got picked up some ride to Seattle. And she says, I finally got a hold of a relative, a brother of hers. I'm trying to do something to generate some interest for her to get her back into her family so somebody can take charge of getting treatment for her and help. But she says, all the doctors will do will feed her full of drugs. And she does not want that. She's running from that. And she says, I've got to see if I can do something about this. That was her, you know, her call to action.
Or even prisoners. I mean, the field is so open with so many people who could benefit.
It is. And the other nurse had already said to me, she says, we've got to open our houses. We've got to be able to take more people in. She says, because that's the only way it's going to happen. We've got to take action. She says, I've already got people living with me.
Wow.
So anyway, probably at time. Interesting way to end a call.
Yeah, we started in a very interesting way also.
I was going to say, the reason I was asking about making a DVD of that show was because I've got a granddaughter that's just turning 8.
Oh, no.
You can see that she's starting to develop already.
I will work on that also on my end. I'll try and get those recorded off and at least over the weekend.
I'm wondering, Onita, if you can buy a DVD from DrOz.com.
I'll check it out and see.
So. It was definitely Wednesday's show. I did not...
You got the date on Wednesday's show. Okay, thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, I didn't watch yesterday's. And I the only reason I may have started to watch it was because I had seen like the first 5 or 7 minutes before I came on the call that day. And I remember mentioning it to Char, and it's just... extreme. And so Marty said to me, because I wanted him to watch that, and he said to me, well, what age is the like, you know, should you go through puberty? I said, Leah is going to be 13 next week, and she's just getting buzz. And I said, can you imagine? I said, Kevin, do you remember how young that is?
Yeah.
Well, I know I heard some controversy on one of the shows that Oz did, and that was on, he said it's a myth that if you start earlier and have a longer menstrual cycle that you will, or if you start earlier that you will end earlier or something to that effect. It was in contradiction to what we had been told, so I will question that when I get back to Parkview. I have a little trouble getting more information out of them when I'm not there because I know they're so understaffed and extremely busy to go back and look things up that I individually want.
But the thing with starting that early is you have, like he said, you have a much longer time and more propensity to breast cancer because it's estrogen in your body for so much longer.
Okay, he did say that. Then that was a correction on what he had delivered before because he said he it was one of the games they played that, you know, where they asked the question. And he had done just, and I don't think I misunderstood it because I really focused hard on it. It was in contradiction that, you know, there was no importance on the length of the menstrual cycle as far as the starting point being longer. So that was, unless I totally misunderstood it, but I didn't think I did because I had had so many episodes, you know.
No, I think the younger you start, the longer you have it. The longer you'll go. I know that's what the China study says.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And I know that's what was delivered in at Parkview also. So anyway, I'll work on that. I'm fairly up to date on the recordings except the last few days, and I've been taking them off. So I've got it circled on Ada if there's anything I can do, but it would be good to check and see if you can get it direct, especially when it's that close to home for you.
I'll check.
Faster.
Right.
Well, Nancy, I'm done.
Hey, anyone have any final thoughts? Well, I don't even know how to end.
Just a reminder.
Just a reminder, I guess, is all I can say, too.
Yeah.
Keep Dennis in your prayers. Fight it on late.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, Steve, for the effort.
Nice to be able to be on the call this morning.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you, even if we didn't hear from you. I mean, nice to know you're there. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yes,
you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.